fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 9th day of October, year of our Lord 2020. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that I hope every member of the active duty military takes to heart. They should do it on a more regular basis. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day, I encourage people to store fuel for your vehicles, tractors, chainsaws, generators, whatever else might need fuel for. Make sure you get a good quality stabilizer. Amsoil makes a good quality stabilizer. I'm an Amsoil dealer. And the other excellent one is PRI, that's Papa Romeo India Gulf for gasoline, and Papa Romeo India Delta for diesel. Those are both high quality stabilizers. If you're in the case of the diesel fuel, you're going to need anti-gel protection as well. And once again, Amsoil makes some great anti-gel products that you can put in your diesel fuel. All right, we're going to start out with open lines here. The call number is 800-313-9443. Hal Turner, I don't know Hal. I don't believe I ever spoke to Hal or had him as a guest, or I've been his guest, but Hal has an excellent reputation as a broadcast journalist. He's been doing some work recently coming to the attention of Steve Quayle and of course, myself. Most recently, he published an article about the PLA, People's Liberation Army presence, in the western part of Canada, with video documentation, by the way, of Chinese troops out for a walk on a public road there in Canada. Apparently, the ruler, the Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau, has entered into a treaty allowing the Chinese military to come to Canada to, quote-unquote, protect vital Chinese assets. That's what they're allegedly there for. As if the Royal Canadian Mounted Police can't protect them, as if the Canadian military cannot protect these vital assets of the Chinese. That's a cover story. Now, the Chinese military that's in the western part of Canada, I don't know how many there are. If it's a small number, it's probably just the advance party. The advance party would be the men and women. And I don't know how many, what do you say make of women in the Chinese military, but of course there are women there, who make the preparation for the main invasion force. It's a possibility that much of the main invasion force is already in Canada from the reports that we're getting. I want to refresh people's memory. Going back to, we had Operation Desert Shield and Operation Desert Storm. Desert Shield was the buildup where we were moving all the things we needed to conduct the war a good ways around the planet. That took at least 6 months, maybe better part of a year, to move all that heavy, bulky equipment. And then towards the end, the last 30, 60 days or so, is when we moved in the troops. The troops can walk, can get up and walk onto a plane and sit down. That's pretty quick. Of course, supplies and weapons and equipment can't do that. They'll have to be moved pallet by pallet, truck by truck. Very difficult, time-consuming, expensive process, to say the least. So the Chinese undoubtedly are doing the same thing. They're pre-positioning the supplies they need, the weapons they need, the equipment they need in Canada, preparing for the invasion. The last 60 days or so, that's when they'll move in the troops. They may use massive ships. I know for a fact, because I got this report from my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, that they've taken at least one supertanker that we know of. Supertankers are massive ships, in case you don't know it. And they're just, if they're not, I don't know if they're the biggest ships on the ocean or not, but they're massive, and converted to be a hospital ship. So more than 1,000 patients could be treated there at the same time. That's a big hospital. So why couldn't they also convert supertanker to become troop carriers? Why not? Well, of course they could. If they could do one, they could do the other. A lot less expensive, probably, to make a supertanker into a troop carrier. Regardless, they'll be able to do that. The People's what do you call that? The People's Liberation Army Navy. They can't get away from that TLA thing for some reason. They're amassing a very large blue water navy. I don't doubt for a moment that the communist Chinese have the capability on their own to move as many hundreds of thousands of men that they choose to, using aircraft and troop carriers both. Troop carriers, of course, is the most efficient way in terms of being economical to move large number of men relatively quickly. Making that trip across the ocean is about it's whatever it is, 30 days to get across the ocean. My friend Dave Hodges, I did an interview with Dave. It was supposed to be published this week. I haven't even checked to see if he published it. He's been very busy. I did an interview with Dave over the weekend. Dave's been doing an excellent job reporting the upcoming, what he calls, Tet Offensive, T-E-T-S, Tango, Echo, Tango. That's a good handle, a good name to hang on it, a good handle for it. Tet Offensive, I like that. It will be brutal. Every war is brutal. I came to a conclusion decades ago that war is organized insanity. That's my conclusion. I was part of a war. Don't want to be part of another war. Hardly. So, I would encourage people to go to Hal Turner's website, and let me see if I can pick that up for you here. I'll go to Steve Quayle's website and see if I can get to that article. Well, it's not popping up here real quick. I'll get that during the break. The evidence, in my opinion, is clear and convincing that the People's Liberation Army is preparing for war with the United States. No secret. I have the English translation of the speech given by the top Chinese general, the Minister of Defense, to his own top generals and colonels, the top military people. And he's not the only one saying it, but he's the one that we got this translation on my website, that they want to attack the United States, conquer the United States, and eliminate all Americans. And when I say eliminate, murder all Americans. The Americans who help them, Speaker Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the rest of these liberal Democrats, they'll be the first ones executed. They think that they're on the winning side. Well, they are on the winning side, but when their side wins, they're dead. And this is for the past century of communists taking over countries. When they take over a country, the men and women who help them take over that country are executed. The communists figure, here's the way they think, and it's a good way to think, by the way. If people like Pelosi would betray their own country, how can we trust them? Good point. If people like Speaker Pelosi and Chuck Schumer would betray their own country, how can we trust them? Of course they can't be trusted, because they're traitors. By definition, they're traitors. The time we have left, what you can do with it is up to you, of course. I've got my plan, you've got your plans. I'm making upgrades, changes, and going over all my preparations. I hope you're doing the same thing. At the same time, I'm enjoying life. I'm doing both. Of course, I've been at this for more than 40 years, going back to when my daughter was born. So I've done a lot of things that don't need to be done again. I don't need to spend money on twice. That gives me some free time where I can enjoy life, enjoy family and friends, enjoy my Triumph sports car, and so forth. So I'm doing both. No matter where you are, what you're doing, you need some discretionary time to enjoy whatever it is you enjoy, whether it's watching a movie, reading a book, walking in the park, spending time with friends and family. The military recognizes that also. We, back in Vietnam, we had a movie every evening, except during the Tet Offensive. We had a movie every evening. That was our nightly entertainment. And we had an enlisted men's club, which was a bar. I was the president of the enlisted men's club, responsible for all the other things that had to take place there, which I'm not going to go into. So we had our duty time, which was typically about 8 to 5, give or take. And there was always extra duty, such as guard duty would be the primary one. And then there was weekends off, unless you had extra duty, like CQ, charge of quarters, or guard duty. Weekend off, you could become a tourist or do whatever you wanted to relax and get ready for the coming week. So even the Army recognizes that men and women need recreational time in addition to their normal duties. And you need the same thing, ladies. I'm here to tell you, you need the same thing. So try your best to strike a balance between the serious stuff, the preparations, and some discretionary time to rest, to have R&R, rest and repair, rest and relaxation. That's very important. It's very important. So I encourage you to do that. Time is getting short. I was watching an interview this morning, Dan Bongino, interviewing an author, his last name's Anton, about the very openly discussed Democratic plans to stage a coup against President Trump. That's sedition. In case you don't know, that is sedition being openly discussed among high-level Democratic operatives and a number of U.S. military officers. That's sedition on the face of it. There's no precedence that I'm aware of in our country for what's taking place right now. I'm not aware of that precedence even existing. No, not at all. So, pay heed. Pay heed to what Hal Turner has published. Pay heed to what Dave Hodges has been publishing. Pay heed to what John Moore is telling you. It's your choice to pay heed and take action or not. I respect that. I have no emotional attachment to the outcome of what you folks do. I hope you do the right thing for the right reasons, but that's your choice. I respect that. And make use of this time. Here we are, the second Friday of October. We've got 3 full weeks of October left. And then comes the 3rd of November. So just over 3 weeks away, we have the national election. Due to lack of activity on the part of Antifa, my belief is that will continue. That could change. They may want to wait until it's a few days before the election. That's certainly a possibility. Can't be discounted or ignored. My belief at the moment is we have until the 4th of November before all hell breaks loose. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it doesn't happen. I really do. I don't want to see loss of life, people hurt, property destroyed. I don't want to see that at all. On one hand. On the other, our opposition, socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they already have already demonstrated they're prepared to destroy property and murder people to accomplish their goals. That's not going to change. That will not change. To believe otherwise is living in a fantasy. It really is. This is not a time to be making a move, to buying a hobby farm. If that's what you want to do, hey, go for it. This is a time to hunker down with what you got. That's what this time is. Hunker down with what you got. We've got a caller on hold here. We've got Bill in Texas. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, John. Don't know if you heard about a New York Times article yesterday where they basically, I believe, were saying that we just may need the UN to come in and help out after the election. Did you see that or hear about it?
I'm aware of it, yes.
What I'm wondering, and I'll just ask the quick question and get away, this whole thing is beginning to sound like a walk. Is the military going to be involved at all in the coup or the Chinese invasion, or is it just the citizens that the Chinese are going to have to worry about?
If there's a Chinese invasion, the plan is to murder everybody, hell, Bill, if that's your question.
Well, I mean, what I mean, though, is will there be any military there to fight the Chinese?
Well, of course. And I believe that the president is prepositioning our military just for that purpose.
Is that under the guise of the vaccine
distribution? That's right. That's right. Okay. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, sir.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. And we're back. Are we back? Now we're back. Okay, great. Okay, during the break, I looked up the Hal Turner's website. It's, here it is. I'll give it twice slowly. Hal Turner's website, HalTurnerRadioShow.com. I say again, HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Your article is titled, Arm Yourselves and Prepare. China massing tens of thousands of troops in Prince Rupert and Vancouver, Canada, period. Invade USA, question mark. And as part of that article, he has the 30-second video of a man in Canada driving past the Chinese troops, marching down a public road. He's passing him in his pickup truck, and he videotapes the Chinese troops marching on the side of a road. Out getting their exercise, I guess. They're in their uniforms. Or I didn't see any weapons. That was that. So this Hal Turner report is not a standalone report. It's not the only report. There have been many other reports of Chinese troops being stationed in Indian reservations in Canada, Chinese troops in Mexico. That goes back years, by the way. Russian troops in Mexico. I had a first-hand report. My friend Command Sergeant Major Page has been on this show with me a number of times. Command Sergeant Major Page got on a Black Hawk helicopter at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida and landed at a Russian military base in Mexico. I'm serious. You can't make this stuff up. That's what happened. The reports about the Chinese presence in Mexico go back quite a few years. The deal was cut there, of course. I don't know what the deal is. I can pretty well guess what the deal is. In addition to massive amounts of cash, I'm pretty sure the Chinese promised Mexico would get most of California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas as their part of the deal. That's most likely what happened. I don't know that's what happened, but that's most likely what happened. Now, in May of 2019, about 15, 16 months ago, there was a meeting in Chicago, and I verified this independently through sources that don't know each other. The meeting took place in Chicago. Present at the meeting were the heads of state of every country south of our border, except El Salvador. El Salvador is our ally until they get wiped out. And there were discussions there. We don't know what was discussed. They had very good security, I'm sure, provided by the FSU, which used to be the KGB. They had excellent security. These heads of state, by the way, they came up on luxury motor coaches across the Mexican border. And typically, when a head of state arrives in the United States, there's various protocols that are followed involving the State Department on the greetings and treatment of heads of state when they arrive on American soil. None of that was followed because they were here in secret. So what was discussed in Chicago in May of 2019? Well, it's a relatively short list. They would discuss the ongoing drug trade and how to make sure the profits continued. Or they were discussing the details of the invasion of the United States. Who's going to be doing what? Whose barefoot peasants are going to be going to St. Louis? Whose barefoot peasants will be going to Chicago? I refer to them as barefoot peasants because they'll be cannon fodder is all they're going to be. Typical third world armies get poor training and have leadership that's basically political appointees that don't necessarily know what they're doing. And they'll be thrown to the fray as cannon fodder. And I'm sure what was also discussed would be the booty. That's B-O-O-T-Y, Bravo, Oscar, Tango, Yankee. The booty of how the spoils of war would be split up between these heads of state. That's what they really want, of course, is the spoils of war. What would they be? Well, maybe get land grants. That's what the Spanish did, right? Land grants or cash or collectibles, you know, works of art, collectible automobiles, boats, airplanes. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Chances are all those things were discussed. And we do have, patiently waiting here in the green room, our guest, Sky Huddleston. We have a break coming up here, and Sky is the proprietor of the Rocket Heater Company, who makes the excellent rocket heaters, the highest quality wood-burning equipment that you can get your hands on. So stand by, and we'll get back with Sky.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 9th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Don't put it in the search engine. Use your browser. Get it there directly. Otherwise, you'll end up places you don't want to be. At my website, you'll find a daily update, the daily intelligence briefing. You want to know what's going on in the world? Well, my friend who puts this together, a former counterintelligence agent, he does this every day. And it's a great way to just keep up on what's going on in the world. It really is, at my website, at thelibertyman.com. Also, if you have arthritis pain, I do have something that will help you. I really do. It's called the Energy Clear. It helps with arthritis pain. Do you want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do? Well, then you also need an Energy Clear. I use mine every night. I wouldn't leave home without it, literally. Would not leave home without it. Only $295, shipping included, to American zip codes. I got a fresh delivery. I'm caught up on back orders now, thank goodness. And it's been a challenge. We've had about a 300% increase in energy cleaner sales now since COVID has come to everybody's attention. So check out the energy cleaner at my website. The mattress pads that go with it, you can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You want to send me a check, my address is right there at my website. Toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Without further ado, we have the proprietor of Liberator Rocket Heaters down in beautiful Bourbon, Missouri, Sky Huddleston. Good morning, Sky.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's good to have you, sir. You're a veteran of the peacetime U.S. Army. You were a truck driver. And would it be a fair statement, Sky, that the dream of every general, that before the war starts, you get everything you need right there next to the battlefield, the supplies, the equipment, the men, before the war starts, rather than have to transport them halfway around the world after the war starts? Would that be a fair statement, Sky?
Yeah, I'd say it's a fair statement, albeit I'm not sure exactly how realistic that is, but it's certainly a fair statement in an ideal world, yes.
Well, we've seen that happen in the past. World War II, we used England as a staging area for the D-Day invasion, moving hundreds of thousands of Americans to England, the supplies, the equipment, despite the best efforts of the German Navy to sink those ships. During Desert Storm, Desert Shield, we had Desert Shield where we moved the men and equipment all the way over there to Saudi Arabia, getting ready for the invasion. And right now, Sky, we have the Chinese doing the same thing in Canada and Mexico, pre-positioning supplies, pre-positioning equipment, pre-positioning weapons, and of course the men that will be in the invasion force. I believe that there's high likelihood the invasion will take place within the next year or two at the most, which means people will be going through winter without the benefit of the power grid, won't they, sir?
Yeah, if that happens, then that'll certainly be the case. The power grid's reliability will be dubious at best in that situation.
At best. That's being optimistic. Which brings us up to the rocket stove. Unless you're in Louisiana or Alabama or Mississippi or Florida or South Texas, winter gets to be a pretty big deal pretty quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people freeze to death if they lose their grid power in the winter if they don't have a form of backup heat.
Well, that brings us to the rocket heater again. And before the day is over, we're going to have an excellent graphic of the Indiglo miniature rocket stove. I got this image here in front of me. It looks like mostly sheet metal, best I can tell. What gauge sheet metal is that, Sky?
That's 16-gauge stainless steel sheet metal.
16-gauge, so it's not going to rust, obviously. 16-gauge, good, more than heavy enough for the intended purpose. There's a place on the top there where it looks like you could put a coffee pot or a griddle. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Okay. And what's the approximate size and weight of this little stove?
Oh, gosh, they're only a couple pounds or so. The size is, I'd say, somewhere around 6 inches by 8 inches-ish.
Right, when it's folded up. And,
yeah.
And you got legs, there's two legs that fold forward and then two legs that fold back to give it a nice stable platform. And what would you use for fuel in this little stove?
Well, anything really. You could use sagebrush, you could use sticks, twigs, pine cones. Gosh, this thing burns up anything.
Okay. Now, the Indiglo miniature rocket stove, when you buy the rocket stove, the main one, you get your choice of either a $100 discount or the Indiglo miniature rocket stove. That's a nice bonus that people get to take advantage of there, isn't it, Sky?
Yeah, I'd say so. You get a choice, like you said, of either $100 off or a free Indiglo miniature rocket stove, which is, you know, $100 value.
easily $100. $100 would be a very fair price, retail price, for something of this quality and this capability. Many of these little camp stoves, they require propane or some kind of fuel that you have to bring in with you, don't they?
Correct. Yeah, a lot of them require butane. Some require fuel canisters. Others require pellets of wax fuel. But yeah, these little miniature rocket stoves, they can run on anything that's available at the moment, and it's readily around you at any given time, which makes them much more fuel diverse in the sense that it'll run just about anything, and much cheaper to operate as well, and you don't got to bring all that fuel with you.
Well, I've engaged in winter training where I was out for days at a time in temperatures, daytime temperatures of 10 degrees, nighttime temperatures minus 5, minus 10. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, a hot cup of coffee under those conditions is one of the most marvelous things that you will ever get your hands on. no doubt whatsoever, right, Sky?
Yeah.
Even if you're not a coffee drinker, maybe just hot water or some tea, whatever it is, a hot beverage under those conditions. And this little stove under those conditions could be a matter of life and death, having something like that, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, drinking a hot beverage is a super efficient way of actually heating up your body in an extremely winter, harsh winter conditions. Yeah, it's a straight-up survival strategy right there. That's textbook stuff.
Absolutely. Now, the rocket stove itself will heat up a home, of average size home, up to how many square feet would you say would be reasonable for the rocket stove to provide?
On average, 2,000 square feet, depending on variables such as the size of the home and the location.
Right, right. Well, the average suburban ranch-style home runs 1,700, 2,000 square feet, some smaller, some larger, obviously, but that's about the average. So, and there's a bonus. If you have enough electricity, it didn't take much to make a blower motor work, not a whole lot of electricity at all. The central HVAC could be used to circulate that heat from the rocket stove all throughout the house, couldn't it?
Yeah, it definitely could do that. A lot of people operate, they'll purchase a rocket stove heater, and like the Liberator rocket heater, and they'll turn on their forced air system centralized squirrel cage blower fan to circulate that heat throughout their entire home, and it works pretty freaking good.
Right, right, right. Well, I recall, this has been 40-something years ago, law office I was working in, the wife of one of the attorneys I work with, she called up calling for her husband, and he was out doing some kind of legal work, so she has to speak to me, and she says, John, the power's out. What should I do? No, I ran out of gas as far as they had propane gas. She says, ran out of propane. I can't get gas until tomorrow. It was below freezing. I said, what can I do? So I went through the following. I said, well, first of all, close off all the bedrooms. I'll leave the bathroom doors open. In the rooms that you need to keep pipes from freezing, you turn on all the light bulbs. They put out a lot of heat. And so I went through a list of suggestions, and I said, keep the water running. That'll help keep the pipes from freezing. So she took all my suggestions to keep pipes from freezing and stay warm enough that she could not have to leave the premises. And she got through the day and got through the evening, and her husband got home, and he thanked me for helping his wife secure the home that didn't have any heat for 24 hours until they get a fresh delivery of propane. But people may find themselves doing similar things, couldn't they, Sky?
Oh, gosh, people are going to be doing that plus so much more just to keep the pipes from freezing, to stay warm. There's going to be a lot of issues without an electrical grid. And
right,
just like you said, the freezing of the pipes, the wastewater disposal system. Yeah, no, it's you're going to want a heater.
Absolutely. Well, we're getting it doesn't surprise me. We're getting inquiries from Canada, and the northern states, more than the southern states, on the rocket stove. In fact, I had another check going out to you today for another rocket stove, Sky. And it's already, in the northern parts of the country, we're already experiencing the early parts of winter, aren't we, Sky?
Oh, yeah, gosh, yeah. We're already hitting it. Winter's right around the corner. So, yeah, in fact, we just got done making 12 heaters, and they're all sold. So we're right. going to be making more, and so we should be done with the next batch of heaters in not more than a week or two tops, and then we ship them out.
Right, right. Well, getting your orders in as soon as possible would be the best thing, so that you can get get in line to get your rocket heater. And, of course, at my website, we have all the details on the rocket heater, a nice video, Sky, explaining how it works and so forth. And getting it done ASAP, especially before the election day, I think maybe a critical juncture, would be a really smart thing, wouldn't it, Sky?
Yeah, I recommend it because depending on how bad things get, if the things really go south really fast, a lot of these shipping companies are simply going to stop moving freight, in which case everybody's going to just, have to go to war with, they're going to have to hunker down and go to war with what they got.
Well, it's a term we have in the Army called come as you are war. And when I was in the reserves, we had that term come up a couple of times. There were some international incidents going on. Thank goodness it didn't happen. In fact, when Desert Storm was coming up, I'd only been out of the reserves a few years, and I knew all the guys, and I called up my buddies with my old unit, the 10th Psychological Operations Battalion, and I said, well, what's going on? Do you need me? And my friend says, John, here's what he said. John, it's going to be a chemical battlefield. You want nothing to do with this war. I said, okay, thank you. And I'm glad I made that decision, because everybody that was in Desert Storm is either really sick or dead because of the vaccines that they received, which were very, very harmful. But moving on forward to the present, we don't know what's going to happen. We know what could happen. And being prepared in advance would easily be a matter of choosing life or choosing death, couldn't it, Sky?
Yeah, it definitely could be. So, in fact, I'd say that as a matter of fact, will be in the event of a absence of a grid coupled with the supply chain breakdown, the destabilization of the U.S. financial system, the dollar itself, people are going to have sources of heat. They're going to preferably have to have backup generators, have to have some serious resources that people have neglected for too many decades now to properly stock up on and learn these necessary skills. The Great Depression was a long, long time ago, and back then, people were a lot more self-reliant than they are today. And an event like that happening in America today, unlike back then when people were more self-reliant, today, millions of people are going to die.
That's the plan, Sky. That is the plan, for millions of people to die. And I don't want to be part of that percentage. I don't want my daughter's family to be part of that percentage. So I'm making the plans and preparations that I need for them to be safe. And everybody listening to my voice today needs to be doing the same thing for themselves and their families. That would just be the smart thing to do and the wise thing to do. Right, Sky?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, your factory there in Berber, Missouri, is a beautiful, clean, neat facility. Everything in its place, everything set up to be used in the most efficient way possible. Your small factory there could easily be the subject of a video interview, and it would be a very beautiful video interview with all the tools, the equipment, the nice layout on display. It would just be, in fact, maybe you and I need to talk about doing that, but it would be a very nice way for people to become more familiar with the Liberator rocket heater facility, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea. let's do it in like a couple of months or so, because right now we're expanding our infrastructure and rearranging the place in some ways once we get the time. And I think it'll be much better if we just wait a little bit longer until that's done.
Okay, well, we can do that, and I know some professional video videographers. It would be done in a very professional manner that will come out and be edited, also to look, get the nice professional look that we'd be looking for. Well, moving on from there, Sky, you're taking orders for rocket heaters and getting them delivered. Turnaround time now would be, what, about 2 weeks to deliver?
About 2 weeks to ship out, and from there it's going to take about a week for the delivery company to contact and schedule an appointment to drop off the heater.
Okay, hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might and with all the strength that God can give us. To wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Well, Sky, as soon as you get off the phone here, you'll be getting on with your day to be manufacturing rocket stoves, won't you, sir?
Oh, yeah. I mean, gosh, I lost track of time last night, and I ended up working out in my little factory for until about 4:30 in the morning, so I'm pulling in 14 to 16-hour days to fill these orders, and these orders will be filled.
Right, right. Well, you worked until 4:30. I got up at 4:15 a.m., so I slept in 15 minutes. well, you're a man on a mission. The factory crew consists of you and your father. That's the entire crew, isn't it?
Yes, we take care of everything. We don't have any employees yet. So every heater that anybody buys is hand-fabricated and welded by my father and I, and we make sure that everything is beyond up to snuff, and we remove all the welding spatter, all the sharp edges. We grind everything down to effectively a perfect finish for the paint, proper sanding, dry sanding, and then we wipe down every little nook and cranny with Xylene to get off any residual oil before the paint goes on. We prep these things like somebody would prep a freaking car to be painted, which most wood stove companies, they don't do that. They slap a coat of barbecue paint on, and they call it a day, and they ship it out without giving too much of a care.
Right, right. Well, the difference is obvious when you look at these things up close, the rocket stove. The fit, the finish, the quality becomes very obvious very quickly. Sky, I want to thank you for being with us. We'll have you back next Friday, and you may want to pay careful. You know, you can't build rocket stoves if you're suffering from sleep deprivation or you're injured because of sleep deprivation. So be careful and get enough rest, okay?
Okay, John. Thanks for having me on. You have a great
day.
Okay,
thank you, Sky. Hard-working young man. He enlisted in the U.S. Army to get the sign-on bonus, so he had the money to pay for the testing that the EPA is demanding. And I've known Sky now for a number of years. He's a young guy, he's only in his mid-20s, who is so dedicated that what he wants to do for his life's work, that he made that sacrifice to join the U.S. Army just to get that sign-up bonus, to get the money to pay for the expensive testing required of these soaps. What an amazing young man. I'm so happy to be working with him. Top of the hour break coming up here momentarily. We'll have Tom Berryhill with us. Tom and I will be talking about emergency survival communications. Not an issue at the moment unless you're around these fires or hurricanes, but soon to be possibly an issue for the entire country. Here's our break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.